Okay. Okay. So Bez Hashem, we have shir this week, next week, and then is Benes Manim. This week is going to be about Gebrox. Next week is about the two minhagim, whether you say Hallel and Shul the Erster night of the first night of Pesach. It's always that's an exciting topic.
Versions of what the Krua did, right?
Okay. So, the topic officially is called matzah shruya, right? Which means that if you have matzah and you want to dip it in water, or you want to take the matzah and make it, grind it up, and make cake out of it, cookies out of it. So, there's a minhag that some people have not to eat gebrox, which is becoming more and more popular because the Hasidim are into it and they have a big influence. Like, you know, today, in the Pesach programs, they define them gebrox program versus a non-gebrox program. You know, that became a defining thing. And now it's even hard to get, like, when I was growing up, you know, you get a lot of kosher Pesach cookies that were for matzah meal. Today, come out, all of them are potato starch.
80% of the consumer base. So they have to play to the market.
They have to play to the market, right.
Potato starch is better anyhow.
What?
Potato starch tastes better anyhow.
Okay, so now, it's clear in the Gemara, as we'll see, that matzah shruya midina de Gemara is mutter. Where do we see that? Take a look here in Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, page 1. The Tani Yotzim Berkik Hashoro Im Vushal Shalom Limoch Divrei Meir. That, in other words, this is a question whether Yotze Matzah if it's soaked in water. So Reb Meir says yes, but not if it's Mevushal, because then it loses its tam. Reb Yossi Yom Yotzim Berkik Hashoro of a Lobe Mevushal. So that's a machloikis, whether you could be yotzei with matzah mevushalis or not. Everyone agrees that you could soak it, but the question is whether if you cooked it. But this is right. But this is only for what? This is only for matzah's mitzvah. But it's clear that there's no machloikis about whether you can eat it stamazoi during Pesach. Avad you can. Matzah that you that's soaked in water, which is ostensibly gebrox. The only question is, what about for matzah's mitzvah? So it's very clear in Shas that and in Shulchan Aruch that there's no isser whatsoever midina de Gemara of having gebrox. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch here on page 2. It says, Yotze Adam b'matzah shruya v'hu shalo nimocha. Havalim vishla eina yotze ba. Because you could have a piece of matzah, you can dip it in water. That's even for the matzah's mitzvah, as long as it didn't disintegrate. We're talking about gebrox, right? The shaila whether if you baked matzah, could you now put it in liquid, or could you grind it up and take the matzah meal and bake a cake, or not? So, as far as the Gemara is concerned, it's mutter. The Gemara only has a question if you yotze the matzah at the Seder with that. But during the rest of the holiday, there's no question that it's okay. And you have another Gemara here on Psachim Lamed Tesav and Beis on page 3. Where the Gemara says, Amma marzuta lalimchi inish kideira bekimcha davishuna dilbo boshe shapir v'asi l'dei chimus. That you can't so here he's talking about what if you have flour, and the flour was roasted. So if you have flour and you put it in water and you let it rise, it's going to become chametz. The question is, what if you roast it? Is the roasting of the flour an impediment for the flour to become chametz or not? So the Gemara says you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't put kimcha davishuna. Kimcha davishuna, Rashi says, means roasted flour. Because dilma lo boshel shapir, because maybe you didn't roast it good enough for osili de chimutz. Okay, we'll talk more about this Gemara. But then we have another Gemara on page 4 in Mem Amud Beis. Where it says Rav Papi Sharil the Bordeki the Beresh Kulus la Mimcha Kadeir b'chassisi. He allowed chassisi. So Rashi learns in the bottom, it's the same Kimcha Davishuna. It's talking about Kemach that was roasted. But if you look in the Rif on page 5, the Rif says, what is chassisi? Perish chassisi matza afuya shetochnu mosa. He says, "Beferish chassisi is matzah meal, and is matzah meal." And it says that Rav Papi allowed the use of matzah meal. Rava just questioned it. Maybe if they're avodim in the kitchen who are not so scrupulous and not so careful, that you shouldn't use it. But in Mi'ikar Adin, Rava. Rav Papi permitted to use matzah meal. So the simple pshat in the Gemara is that when anything is baked already, so now that, and now you grind it up into matzah meal, that won't become chametz. But if you have flour that wasn't baked, that could become chametz. That's where flour and water, you leave it there, it becomes chametz. But if it was baked once before, it's not going to become chametz. And that's what the Ritva writes here on page 7. Rav Machile Kidru B'chassisi Iker Apeir Shehu Kemach Hanitchon Mimatza Afuya V'kamashmolon Da'ofui Shebishlo Mutter Fafilu Chathila. That ofoy, something that was baked, and now you cook it, it's mutar lechatchila. And that's what the Rambam says. On page 6, Rambam says, he says, Karmash, yep. Eim mevash, third line by the hay, with halacha hay, three lines down. Eim mevash nubem ela matza afuya shechazru v'tachnu osa. He calls like the Rif. If you have matza afuya that you made into matza meal, is mutter. So the Rambam says beferish is mutter, and the Rif says it's beferish mutter. And the Ritva says it's Meferish Mutter. And the Gemara says, so Marash? Where did this whole thing start? So if you look, so there are some Rishonim who bring down an Isser. So if you look at the Ravon on page 8, Look at the third line. V'yesha einim rotum l'hashos ha-matzah b'layla rishona b'morak ki ra'u avoseihen shekein osu usvurim d'mishum lo tachmitz osim. So some people won't put the matzah in soup because they saw their forefathers not doing it because it'll become chametz. He says v'lohi lo in higu kein el mishum sheyitam matzah b'fiim kol l'layla rishon. They weren't choshesh or chametz. They just wanted to have tam matzah, and they figured it takes away tam matzah if you put it in the soup. So what's? But now, what does the Ravon say? Mihu enu tov lasos farfel. Those, if you can use it for matzah meal, this is the big thing they're afraid of. If you're going to make food, cookies, for matzah meal, and matzah meal is not balachimetz because it was already nefer. So you're going to make it for matzah meal, then you're going to come to use regular flour. You won't know the difference. And there's an unbelievable story. I have to show you an unbelievable story. The story is quoted in the Knesset HaGdol on page 15. Listen to this story. Let me get you look at the Anu Nogim. Yeah, look at the third line. Shamati. You see where on page 15 where I put the bracket? Go to the three lines down to the word Shamati. Okay, you got it? Shamati? Shamati bimei yaldusi. He said, I heard a story when I was young. Shepam achas eishes chover. There was a woman, wife of a Talmud Chacham. Haisa mitagenes dogim. She was frying fish b'machvas in a pan on Pesach. V'aminug shetognim dogim tachin also b'kemach. Right? In other words, you make fish, you make with flour. You add some, crust, the taste. Shelo yidbeku b'machvas, because they would put flour so it shouldn't stick onto the pan. V'fisha b'pesach en yucholim lasos kein. So, but in Pesach, you can't use flour because it'll become locha isha and it's called matzah fuya. So, what she did was she took matzah meal and she put it on the fish, coated the fish with the matzah meal, and fried it in the pan. The tachanosa, adashadak hetev, and she chopped up the matzah until she got matzah meal. The nasis kekemach, vitiach basadogim. Okay, now listen to the story. While she was doing that, her neighbor came in and watched her making the fish with the matzah meal. But the neighbor didn't realize that wasn't flour, it was matzah meal. You follow? It wasn't flour. Because flour wasn't baked yet, so it can become chametz. Matzah meal was baked and never become chametz. So this woman who's doing it was doing it with matzah meal, and it's not going to become chametz. But the neighbor, when she saw it, she didn't realize there was a difference. So what did she do? The chashur sahaisa kemach mamish. So lemachar the next day, they brought her what? She wanted to make the same dish. Hey viula dogim. So they brought her fish. Latagin to fry. The tachan also the kemach mamish, and she used kemach mamish. In the meantime, what happened? Baini. In the meantime, nechnas baila. The neighbor's husband comes home. He sees what she's doing. And he got so upset. V'yigarba. He said, "What are you doing?" So what did she answer? I'm just doing the same thing that the rabbits in next door did. Look at Uma titzach alai. The yecher and habal charod the gedola. So he was very. So he went right next door. He knocked on the door. The yartel beis hachacham v'shal le'ishes hachacham. Is it true that you did this? Im kainim hadvarim she'amro lo ishto. V'tomelo chaz v'sholom. Of course, I wouldn't do such a thing. Matzah afuya haisa. I was using matzah meal, not regular flour. So once the Rabbanim heard of what happened, Gozru shalo yasu od kain b'pnei marasayin. V'cheinu ha-minig ad hayom hazeh. She'ein osim dover zeh b'pnei marasayin. That's the story. Someone was nichshal in.
But isn't this far for the brass? Is that people are scared that someone's going to be cooked again, not marisai?
No, we'll see. There could be different svaras. The svar that we see here is the reason they asked gebrox is because if you're going to come to make it with matzah meal, then you'll come, you won't realize the difference between regular flour and matzah meal, and then the next thing you'll do with regular flour, and you won't be makpid that it shouldn't become chametz, and it'll become chametz, and you'll be nichshal in an issur chametz. That's what the Knesset HaGdolah. And this Svara is already in the Rishonim, because we saw in the Ravon on page 8, the last three lines in the left side. Mi Eino Tov Lasos Farfel Shelo Yasu Gam Mikemach. Because if you're going to do it from matzah meal, you'll come to do it from Fem Kemach. The Rav Yoh also on page 9 says the last two where the arrow is, V'yesh shemachmirim de lolesi limiti. There's people of machmir not to use matzah meal with water because people will make a mistake. What's the mistake? The mistake that we saw in the Knesset HaGdolah. V'chumrah shel bal nefeshi. It's still a chumrah. Still a chumrah. V'chumrah shel bal nefesh, you know, a person who's a big medactic.
Who is matters that keeps matzah flour in their house?
No, because lemaisa, our flour today, like Rabbi Willick said, from Rav Osner is bleached, so that already could have a shayan.
But no one
Pesach
used any flour.
Yeah, right, but I'm saying
they did
because their flour wasn't bleached.
Because years ago people used to bake matzahs in their own house.
Right.
No matzah.
Right.
Yeah. Wait, so one second. So if flour is bleached, that's already, there could be a...
I think Rabbi Willow once said for Rav Osner that could already be a koshai lefchomitz.
So what, they use unbleached flour for matzahs?
Well, someone who has no... Shalom Aleichem. We have one packet left. Okay. You're the winner.
Thank you. Would anyone like a cookie? Social marketplace.
So we're talking about Gebrox.
Yes. No, not at all.
Could you make from matzah meal? Could you make cookies and cakes and food from matzah meal? So really it's mutter, but we saw in the Knesset HaGdolah that they're afraid if you're going to make it from now matzah meal was already baked. It became a matzah, and now you're crushing it. So it doesn't become chametz. But we just saw a story that somebody was cooking, was frying fish with matzah meal, and the neighbor came in and saw it. So the next day, she used regular flour with the matzah. She didn't realize. And regular flour, that can become chametz. Only the matzah meal can't become chametz because it was baked once. So the Pri Chodesh writes on page 14. The first word on the line is mamish. Go a little further down on page 14. The first word on the line is mamish. in the middle. Vani omer shakol muter min hadin. Ve'ein lono ligzor gzeres midatenu. You can't make. So one woman made a mistake. It's not going to change the whole world. So that's what he says. But now, there's another svara to Aser, and that's in the Alter Rebbe. Take a look on page 23 for a second. So he says, "Galili Yodav HaTorah says Kol Asher Ba Isur Krisi Basi V'Ktsar Lomar Masefer Odos Isur Bishul Matzah Shenis Parra." He wants to explain what's the Isur of using matzah meal on Pesach, cooking matzah meal. Be'emes Kigam She'edu Isur Gomer. It's not a real Isur. We saw in the Gemara. The Gemara says it's mutter. Second line, midina. Mikol mokam hamachmir tovah alav bracha. He says, ve'enu min hamatmim. In other words, he says that the chumra is not an out of place chumra. There is, he's going to give credibility to the chumra. So far we saw one shot in the chumra, the Knesset Hagdola, because you could make a mistake with and use regular flour. Page 23. This is the tshuva of the Alter Rebbe, the first Lubavitcher Rebbe. El time of Rabbi Ikim and Moshe Lizor mechatshas Yisur deraisa lefidas smach Rabbeinu Ruchum. Hey, posa pri chodesh. So he says bekemach shenikla chayshin shemelo bishul shapir. He says some poskim hold that if you have roasted flour, we're afraid it didn't get fully cooked. Well, let me see. So what is he saying? He made a roast b'harbe matzos. So this is what he's saying: a lot of matzos, after they bake the matzah, there's still some flour on the matzah that never got baked, and that's what we're choshish for. And that flour, now you're going to make matzah meal, so you're going to have matzah meal and together flour. With regular flour, and then the regular flour is going to become chametz. So there was a different idea than what the Knesset Hagdola said, that someone would make mistake, that the matzahs themselves that were baked were afraid that they weren't fully baked.
And there's a chash on the matzah itself, not just the matzah melts.
No, because the matzah itself was baked. The flour is not baked, so the flour is not chametz.
It's not
it's
water.
Now you put it in water, you're going to make. So now the matzah meal will be okay, but the flour, now that got in contact with water, it can become chametz. And why did this come about? Vezeba machmas choyse isva kosha. Because the dough was very hard, and it wasn't kneaded sufficiently. So mamela, some of flour remained flour. And he says, what happened? So he says, look what he says in the third arrow towards the bottom. He says, Mikarvza Estrim Shana Oyose. In the past 20 years, people became fafrumt. Lemayr ma'od ma'od belisha. To do very quickly the kneading. I guess because for a good reason. Ve'ein lashim yafe. So as a result, they don't do a full job of kneading. So mamela, some of the flour never becomes real dough. L'chein nimtza kemach ma'ad b'matzo shel isha kosher. Kanir b'chushlo medaktin b'emes. V'nei mashu kemach b'en sh'al p'nei ha'matzo l'mal sh'nizchamiz b'morok sh'pfar b'z ha'matzo l'toch ha'morok k'nog b'shabes yesh b'z ha'chashash isu d'oraisa. He says, you see, it could be an Issa Daraisa. It could become Chavitz. And he says, and it could be that it's not even Betaruvus. You see, if you have matzah that you just break up into pieces, you put in the soup. And then there's some flour on the matzah that you're putting into the soup, so now it becomes chametz, and then it's not mixed in with anything else, it's a separate piece of chametz floating on top of the matzah, so that's a problem midaraisa.
But that's a problem that doesn't exist anymore for all intents and purposes.
Right but that's how
it existed then.
Right. But matzah tchuna sh'osim yimena agulim, what does that mean?
The holes in it?
No. What is agulim?
Round.
No.
Donut.
Balls.
And matzah.
Matzah balls. Matzah, what do you... But matzah balls. Matzah balls. So matzah balls, the worst is only going to be an Issa d'Rabbanan. Because then the chametz is mixed in. And then, even though there's an Issa Mashahu, this is not Batel, but an Issa Mashahu is only an Issa Derabbanan. See, if it's separate pieces of matzah that you just made little separate pieces of matzah, you took a piece of matzah, you broke it into 15 pieces, and it's on your soup, so when one of them rises with this kemach on it, so that separate piece is a piece b'fnei atzma, is going to be an Issa Deraisa v'yidichamitz. But if you make matzah balls, even if when you made the matzo balls, there was some unbaked flour in them. It's still...
It's bottled within the matzo ball?
It's bottled in midaraisa. And it's only also midarabon.
Does putting flour in water really cause it to rise without any baking?
If it's inside of 18 minutes, you have that window, no?
I'm saying even if it's longer than 18 minutes, does it really physically cause anything to happen? Does anything happen? If I take some flour from my kitchen and put it in water, is anything going to happen?
And then you have to speak to the experts, yeah.
I'm saying, why are we saying it's daraisa? I mean, unless it really becomes chametz, is it really daraisa?
It's chashash.
Okay. The Gemara says you can walk into a goyish bakery and buy matzah and Pesach, right?
Right.
So you can tell by just by looking at it, what's chametz, what's not chametz. How can you say that bleached flour is chametz? I mean, it's just flour. Look at it.
Okay, you have to, but that was the way. That's a different approach than the Knesset HaGdolos approach. In other words, so there are two reasons. The third reason, well, I don't know if we'll have time to discuss, is a more complicated reason. But there's two simple reasons. The Asagura Brux is either Marasayan, that people are going to come to use regular flour, and number two is that that the flour itself never got baked. The flour itself never got baked.
The matzah.
Meaning when you made the matzah...
When you crushed the matzah and added it to the liquid.
No, in other words, when you originally baked the matzah, some flour...
Remained.
And that flour, when you're going to put into water is gonna be potentially become chametz.
That's one of the reasons why matzahs originally.
Yeah.
There was a chash that maybe it was so thick that the inside wasn't fully baked.
Yeah.
That's why it came to be the flat matzah.
Yeah. Oh. Now let's see, Rabbi Osei, what did the Vilna Gaon hold about this? What did the Vilna Gaon hold? And then I'll tell you a story, an unbelievable story about the Chasam Sofer and the Divrei Chaim. Okay, but let's see first the Vilna Gaon.
What page are we on?
Page 25. Meiser Rav, Gebrocks. The Vilna Gaon said, Mutter lechol macholim v'tavshila sui mekemech matzis. The Vilna Gaon says that Gebrocks are mutter. Vein lochush. Ah, but what about the Alter Rebbe's taina? The Alter Rebbe was afraid that maybe when you make the matzah, some of the flour never got baked. So why isn't the Vilna Gaon worried about that? He's not worried. Why? Vein locha shema nishar b'mokom shelo nefa yafe ukshayovu b'mayim yachmitz, because the af shelo nefa kol tzorko al kol ponim logora mikloya she'enu machmitz. Meaning, he says, because even if it didn't get baked, but from the heat it got roasted, and roasted flour, that's the whole question, but the Vilna Gaon held from the Shita that roasted flour also doesn't become chametz. So even if you're going to tell me that some of the flour didn't get baked, and therefore the Alter Rebbe was afraid it's going to become chametz, the Vilna Gaon says, yeah, but even if it didn't get baked, it got roasted chol pochos, because it's on top of the fire. So he says, so it's mutter. So the Vilna Gaon wasn't choshish.
What's the difference between roasted and baked?
In other words, baked, it means it became a part of a dough, and then the dough gets its texture of a thing. Roasted means it never became dough. It just remained flour, and now the flour got heated up.
That can't be what they're talking about.
So the Vilna Gaon, that the Vilna Gaon held from Gebrocks. The Vilna Gaon held from Gebrocks. Now, you have to look now.
You said you can't eat Gebrocks on Pesach.
The Vilna Gaon held you could.
You could?
Yeah. The Vilna Gaon held. Did they say he had a matzah ball in the window or something?
Yeah, Pika Yehuda, they say, right?
That what? The Vilna Gaon? The Vilna Gaon put a matzah ball in the window to say that it's. Why? Was he was coming out against the Hasidim?
Did he eat the matzah ball?
Probably the sickest people asking him shalas.
But you see, he kept it in his house.
It's different eating, that's what you say, the wife. Not his truss.
Oh, so look in the Marshag here. On page 26. And then I'll tell you an unbelievable story. Okay. Curtis here. So the Chasam, the Marshag was the Talmud of the Marav Shik. And the Marav Shik was the Talmud of the Chasam Sofer. He says that Shemati shenoga chasam sofer she'ochol kol ma she'nasa mikemech shel matzos afuyos b'pesach. That the chasam sofer ate gebrocks.
Which arrow are you reading?
Second arrow. Shemati shenog hachasam sofer she'ochol kol ma she'nasa mikemech shel matzos afuyos b'pesach. That he would eat gebrocks. So this is the story. I heard this story from Rav Avram Yishai Berkowitz from Satmar, He told me the following story. Again, I'm still looking to see in the Sefer if the story is recorded anyplace. But this is the way the story goes. The Divrei Chaim had a daughter who was having difficulty conceiving. She had difficulty. Now, the Divrei Chaim was machpid not to eat matzah balls on Pesach, not to eat kibrochs. And she went to Austria, she went to the different doctors to see what could be done for her so she could have a child. So she ended up in her journeys on Cholomoyed, she ended up in the house of the Chasam Sofer. And the Chasam Sofer invited her in and gave dinner, lunch, whatever it was, and served soup with matzo balls in it. She didn't know what to do, because on one hand, her minig is, her father's minig is not to eat the Divrei Chaim, but it's not nice to the. So she felt uncomfortable. So it's covered for the Chasam Sofer. She ate two knedlach. She felt a little guilty. And the way the story, again, I can't confirm the story, obviously, but it's a good story. And she went back to her, and eventually she had twins. She had two children. So she asked her father, I violated your minhag. So he responded, and if you would have eaten all eight, you would have had eight kids. So that's the so-called story. I'd like to find more. Rav Moshe, maybe this is a relative of yours, Levi. Look on page 28. Are you related to Moshe Farkas? Chasam Sofer. In other words, she was the daughter of the Divrei Chaim. I don't know which daughter. Someone told me. That's a different daughter. The Divrei Chaim's daughter. I don't know what the name was. Oh, so Rav Moshe has a discussion. So, how does it work, Birgit Brooks? You just follow what your father did? Like, in other words, if your father didn't eat kibrochs, that's mechayev you not to eat kibrochs, or can you change what your father did?
The minhag is very strong.
Yeah, so I wrote a whole sefer on minhag. So in the sefer, it's pointed out there's a basic machloikis between the pri chadash and the orachayim hakadash. Okay, a fundamental machloikis. The pri chadash says, there's no such thing as minhag avos. Just because your father does something doesn't mean you have to do. The only thing there is, says the Pri Chadash, is minhag hamakom. Because if your father grew up in a certain city, certain town in Europe, and everyone in the shtot did a certain thing, so then you're mechuyev to do that, as long as you're living in the shtot. Once you move. But there's no such thing as minhag avos. It's only minhag hamakom, and the Archaim HaKadosh disagrees, and he says there's a din also of minhag avos. And they quote the Gemara in Chulin, the famous Gemara in Chulin by Mar Ukva. Mar Ukva says that I am Chala Bar Chamer de Gabe Abba, I am vinegar, the son of wine. My father's like wine. I'm not on his madriga. I'm like vinegar. Why? Because my father, when he would eat fleishiks, he wouldn't eat milkshiks for another day. And me, I only would just wait 6 hours till the next meal. So the Achronim ask, so why didn't he follow his father? So the Pri Chadash says, you see from here, you don't have to follow your father. Because it wasn't the minhag hamakom. It was just his father's own minhag, his father's own chumrah. You don't have to follow your father's. That's the Pri Chadash. Or Chaim HaKadosh says no. You have to follow your father's minhagim, but only if he's machpid that you should follow. So the case of Marukva, he only kept it for himself. He didn't. He wasn't machpid that his children should do what he was doing. So that's a fundamental machlokes between the Pri Chadosh and the Or Chaim HaKadosh, whether there's only a minhag hamakom or even minhag avos. So Rabbi Moshe has a discussion. What about by Gibrox? So he says like this. He quotes the Hine lo muvan li kavanos chaba sheila. Im yesh le echad minuk me avosav shelo lechol tav shel osu mimatsa shabala mayim. Yeah, so he says like this. Ke minuk oviv hayal shelo lechol shruya. He says, your father had a minig not to eat gebrox even after Pesach. That's ein minig zaklum. Yeah. But what about on Pesach? Yeah, achron pil Pesach. So he says like this. On the left side, in the second paragraph, v'im kavanos v'matzah shrui b'pesach, tam l'shol olum kodem hayom shesholim. Kevin shenoga daitin lino came la'olam. Av shematzah shalonim dakim tuva. Like you said, our matzahs are very thin, so maybe you shouldn't have a chashash, but still a chashash. So he says like this. So he says, still there can be a chashash. But it depends where he get this from. The davar miyesh eitzel lahatim mishum sheish lo tzor b'zeh. In bol yishtakev mokum shenogim heter. In other words, if he came from a town in Europe that they didn't eat kibrox, but now he left that town, and now he's coming to a town that matter. Vein daito lachzor huter. In other words, what if the minhag hamakom was to be makel, rak aviv nohag lahachmir? So you have to follow your father. That's the shaila, the pre chadash and the Or Chaim HaKadosh. Ein haben mechuyev l'snag elim kvar. So the bed is not mechayev. So Moshe holds like the pre chadash. You're not mechuyev to follow your father just because your father did it. If it wasn't the minhag hamakom.
Is this for any minhag or only for gebrach?
He's talking about gebrach, but it could be. I can't say for sure what he would say, but it could be. It could be by any minhag, perhaps. But if the son already started doing it when he was bar mitzvah, he did it when he was bar mitzvah, even though he was doing it because his father told him to do it. So then maybe he should be choshish lahachmir. In other words, so Moshe is saying that Mikar did, you don't have to follow your father if it's not the minhag hamakom. But if you already started doing it, then you should continue. The question is, can you make hataras and darim? Okay, mistabed yochel lahatir b'sheil leitzel chacham gedin hataras and darim. In other words, because if you followed it, it's not pshat that you're mechuyev to follow your father. You're not mechuyev to follow your father. It's but when you started doing it, so you took it upon yourself as a minhag tov. So then you need the hataras nedarim. So Rav Moshe Pashtus is naming like the pre chadash, that minhag is only minhag hamakom. and not minig of us.
Is it the minig hamakom where you live, or the minig hamakom where your father came from?
Well, in other words, the minig hamakom is where you live. Once your father left that makom, then he's not totally in that makom anymore. Because he's no longer really put that. It's not, so it was, if you change your makom, then if the whole din is minhag makom, you have to be living in the makom. But if once you left and ain daito lachzor, then you have nothing to do with that makom anymore. Unless they point out if a whole kehila transplants itself to that, then you could say that the makom, you know, goes over. But if now you came in your place, you were a Hungarian Jew and now you're in America or someplace and you're going to some random shul or, you know, not part of the Hungarian kehila in New York, so then you're not mechuyev to follow those minhagim according to the pre chavish.
In the case of Marukva, it was his father, it was his own personal minhag. It wasn't that his father had come from a kehila of people that all waited 24 hours.
And I'll tell you another thing. I'll tell you another thing. One second. I'll tell you another thing. The Stei Chemet says a very interesting thing. And that is the whole idea of following a minhag of your father, even if you say there's an inyan to follow a minhag of your father, not only minhag of Mokum, is if your father or the Mokum has a minhag, a chumrah. They makabal a chumrah. So if they makabal a chumrah, so then you have to, or a kula or whatever, they makabal something that's not the Ikar Hadin. But that's the way they prav. So you have to prav like this. But what if, this is the example, it's a very important example. What if, if your father puts on or doesn't put on tefillin and chol moed, do you have to follow? So our minhag is that we follow our father. That's what we usually do. If your father does, you don't. But the Stei Chemet says no. Because that's a shaila in halacha. What are you supposed to put on tefillin? You're not supposed to put on. So just because your father had a psak from a certain rav that he did doesn't mean that you're mechuyev. If he has a chumrah, that's not halacha anyway, it's just a chumrah. So then, if you hold that you have to follow minhag avos, then you have to follow the minhag of your father. But if it's a question of halacha, like someone was just asking me today, this is a shaila that comes up now, and it's, you know, today people don't like to keep 2 days in Eretz Yisrael. It's more and more people like to keep 1 day. That's the trend. I mean, a lot of poskim, Yosef Karo wrote a tshuva. They said you should have to keep 2 days. If you're planning to come back, you have to keep 2 days. But the oilam doesn't like it today. What can I tell you? Chacham Tzvi held 1 day. And the Alter Rebbe held 1 day. So the shaila, you know, a lot of times the parents want to do one thing, the kid one, you know, so are you mechuyev to follow the, you know, of course there are other aspects, you know, but that's you know, they even make the Chacham Tzvi t-shirts. I follow Chacham Tzvi. You know, the people who want to so just keep. I always say, if they follow Chacham Tzvi, they should be machmir. You know, the Chacham Tzvi has a chumra that a woman can't go into a hot mikvah on Friday night. That's the Chacham Tzvi sheet. So he says, you follow the Chacham Tzvi, maybe you should follow all the Chacham Tzvis. The selective Chacham Tzvis.
Are they making it on a woman's size?
But so that's what Ramosha says over here. Ramosha says that he doesn't have to follow his father's minhag of gebrux. Say he's smart enough that when he, by age of 10, he understood the inyan. And I mean, I'm not saying now what's the, you know, altschinuch, what's the, you know, it's probably a healthy thing altschinuch to, if you follow. I'm talking about what's the strict halacha, and then what's for chinuch purposes and things like that. But he said the strict halacha is that the 10-year-old is smart enough, doesn't have to follow his father, and then when he comes to bar mitzvah, he could say, "I can eat." I don't know if his mother will be serving a brux, because the father, obviously, there was a woman, is mechuyev to follow the minhagim of her husband, because it's like going to a makom, into a new makom. and hopefully it's not Daito Lachsa. So a woman, so his woman is mechuyev to follow, but again, it doesn't mean like, well, like for example, this shaila comes up a lot. I have talmidim, a Sephardi, Ashkenazi. Does a woman have to change her nusach tefillah? Because if you buy a Sephardi and you're used to davening Ashkenazi, to it's torture. A woman called me. She asked me rishus. She says, "Please, I don't want to have yom narayim to have to marry the Sephardi. I don't have to want to daven, you know." So Rav Abadi Shita is that for nusach tefillah, that's not a question of a minhag, a chumrah. That's your nusach, his nusach. Then she's not mechuyev to follow her husband's nusach tefillah. Rav Abadi Paskin. Then I had another case recently where the woman wants to follow her husband's, but she wants to already start practicing now that they're engaged. So when so I said, if you're friendly, you can practice already, you know, starting because it's a whole, imagine if somebody would tell you have to do daven differently than you've been davening your whole life. It's a shter. It wouldn't be geschmack.
What's the business with people being make on the eighth day that they'll eat kebrachs on the last day of Pesach?
Yeah, so the eighth day, because anyway it's a chumrah, kebrachs. So the eighth day is the rabbanon, so the makel, and then you know it's achdus of all klal. This one I'm right, achdus of all klal Yisrael. But yeah, people, and the big shaila is, could you,
is this fake by the way?
Whether you're allowed to cook, whether you could cook on Shvi Shal Pesach for Achron Shal Pesach Gebrachs, if you only eat Gebrachs on the eighth day and you don't eat on the seventh day.
Right, this year especially Shabbos.
So this year doesn't apply because this year Shabbos.
So
right,
so what do you do?
So this year you have. You can cook your gebrachs on.
Gebrachs on Friday. It's the seventh day.
Well,
you make it kaneda Friday afternoon for Friday night.
No. Achron Shel Pesach is Shabbos. Oh, Achron Shel Pesach is Shabbos.
Yeah.
Achron Shel Pesach is Shabbos. Okay. Yeah.
Frozen matzah brine, and you take it out and put it on the block.
Yeah. Okay, but that's a Rav Gutman has a show. Okay, so these are some of the inyanim of it's a fascinating inyan, and it's inyan about why. But it's clear, Medina de Gemara, it was mutter. But the trend today in Yiddishkeit is like they have the Pesach program. So the more modern programs are the ones that have gebrachs, and the more Hamish programs are the ones that don't have gebrachs. The gebrachs defines the whole mahus of the Pesach program. Yeah.
Gebrachs means mixed swimming, I mean non-mixed swimming.
Right. Right. It's all connected.
It's all connected.
Even though, you know, Medina the Gemara gebrachs and mutter and the Vilna Gaon ate gebrachs. So really, it should have nothing to do one thing with the other. But that's the way the world is. We're living in an interesting world.
Every program that has gone has cooked.